back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And they don't forget, a week from tonight, that's Friday of next week, we'll be at its Spartan Final to try to raise 100,000 pounds for those homeless studs out there. At Spartan Final on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405, Gina Grant will be out there. Randy Wang, you coming out there this year?
They're going to let me.
Good for you.
As we've discussed before, I have to wear...
You got to have a full meal before you get out there.
Yes, but I also have to wear a shock collar, and I have to wear a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Yeah, because you'll wipe it out, man.
Well, it's food.
But we'll be out there trying to raise food. I think Shotgun Tom Kelly's going to come by. That's always a treat. It's not? Why are you shaking your head no, Gina?
You know.
Oh. You already have a Shotgun Tom Kelly bobblehead doll?
He's given me one for every day of the week.
Wow. So you don't need another one. All right. But anyway, we'll be out there. There'll be a bunch of people from the station. I know John and Jeff will be out there. Leo Quinones will be out there getting his freak on. So come on out there. And, you know, if you can afford to bring some food, great. If not, just want to come out and hang, you can do that too. But that's where we'll be. So Friday night, November 21st, Smart and Final on Pico between Sepulveda and the 405 in West L.A. All right, Detroit comes out of Detroit here. In recent months, General Motors has been burning through about $3.1 million an hour. You heard it right. General Motors has been burning through about $3.1 million an hour, or $52,000 every minute.
Jesus Christ.
The price of a Chevy Tahoe, isn't it? Yeah. $52,000 every minute. So it's 10 after 9. $520,000 since 9 o'clock. How much longer can this go on? And perhaps more important, can General Motors hang on until Barack Obama and the new Congress can come to the rescue? Look at that, man. With the auto industry bailout running into the Republican opposition on Capitol Hill, GM's best hope of avoiding collapse might lie with the incoming administration. But the automaker is practically running on empty already, and analysts and others warn it might be out of business by the time Barack Obama is sworn in on January 20th. How about that? General Motors. General effing Motors out of business? Jesus Christ. The nation's largest automaker said it had $16.2 billion in cash. Seems like a lot still. And in the end of September, raising the possibility that General Motors will fall below the minimum of $11 billion, $11 to $14 billion needed for day-to-day operations by the end of the year. If that happens, General Motors will be unable to pay some creditors, which could seize assets that were pledged as collateral or even force the company into bankruptcy. So what do you think, folks? Should they bail out General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, the big three? I know you got an opinion on that because everybody does. $50 billion, that's what they're looking for from the government. $50 billion. Cha-ching! Should we give them the dough? It's our money. I mean, we all should have a say in where it goes. Should we give them the money and help them out for, what, another couple of years or so? Maybe they need some more money later on. Or should we let them sort of, you know, disappear like a lot of companies do when they're not making money? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, when I was growing up in the San Fernando Valley, there was a place called Builders Emporium, which is sort of like an Osh hardware store is right now. It's a little smaller than a Home Depot. And it ran out of business. You know, they didn't advance like other businesses did. And they lost their leases. They went out of business, and they're no longer around. I miss Builders Emporium. But I understand that, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's have come around, and they've taken over. And now I go to Lowe's and I go to Home Depot. I don't sit there and, you know, cry outside of Builders Emporium, which is now, I believe, Osh on Sepulveda near Oxnard. It, you know, some things just go away. And, you know, maybe it's time for General Motors you know, with $50 billion, I think this you know, the government would be smarter to buy a share of Toyota and start making Toyotas in Detroit. I know they'd love that. Sitting there in Detroit making those Toyotas. But also a restaurant I used to go to when I was a kid, Houlihan's, out in Town and Country Plaza there, just off of Balboa and Ventura. Again, out of business. Couldn't stay in business. Government didn't bail them out. They didn't ask money from the government. They just went out of business. So did La Fiesta. La Fiesta was a great Mexican restaurant out near Reseda and Ventura. Did you ever go to La Fiesta when you were a kid, dude?
I think, yeah, I went there once when I was young.
Yeah, it's great. A beautiful, great restaurant. And they went out of business. El Torito took them over, or El Torito moved in there. And then El Torito went out of business in that location. Now it's a Walgreens out there.
Jesus Christ.
And you know what? You don't sit out there and you know, cry outside of Walgreens and complain that there's no La Fiesta there. You go to another Mexican restaurant. Also, Pioneer Chicken used to be out there in the valley. Used to be a ton of Pioneer Chickens. You had Pioneer Chicken, though, I bet.
Oh, yeah. When I first moved to Valencia, there was one right across the street from our house. And on Fridays, we'd always walk over there, get a giant thing of chicken, and walk home.
Oh, yeah.
And then 2 years into it, it switched to a Popeyes.
Yeah. You remember when, you may be too young for this, but I remember when Pioneer introduced chicken strips. For a long time, they just had chicken breasts, legs, wings, and thighs.
I do remember that.
And then they just introduced those strips, man, all white meat. And, man, those things were unbelievable.
I don't remember a lot of clear things about my young childhood except for fast food.
And look at you. It's paid off. Pioneer Chicken, also Flukey's Batting Cages out in the San Fernando Valley. Couldn't stay in business. Guess what? They went out of business. There's airlines that we all flew it when we were kids, or at least our parents did. You know, Pan Am, Eastern Airlines, PSA, Pacific Airlines. Wasn't there Pacific Airlines, or was that PSA? I think it was PSA. Western Airlines. Remember that? Western Airlines. The only way to fly. Do you remember Western Airlines? You don't, really? It was gone by the time you were born.
It's not fast food.
But Pan Am, Western Airlines, Eastern Airlines, and PSA. All gone. And now you got your JetBlues. You got Virgin America, Southwest Airlines. What else is out there? And those airlines have taken over. And, you know, and it changed the way we fly. Yeah, TWA is now gone as well. I used to love TWA. But those were the old airlines. The new airlines are much more efficient. There's not a lot of frills. You know, you don't get really a decent meal anymore on these airlines. But then again, you didn't get a decent meal back then on any of these airlines either. But the days of flying where everybody is served a hot meal and, you know, usually nonstop flights, it's over. Also, Busch Gardens, gone. Pup and Taco, Marine Land, Kitty Land, Montgomery Wards. Great, that's my first credit card, Montgomery Wards.
I like how Montgomery Wards has been gone forever, but there's still that one right next to the Panorama Mall that's been sitting there forever. It's just an abandoned building. It's been sitting there for 10 years.
I like Montgomery Wards. And all our parents used to call it Monkey Wards. And there was always, my mom did that until, Jesus, they went out of business. You want to go to Monkey Wards? I'm like, oh, man, that joke is so tired.
Jesus Christ.
You're married to a professional comedian. Can't you come up with something there? The DeLorean. You don't see a lot of DeLoreans driven around anymore. Because guess what? It didn't work out. Maybe, just maybe, it's time to replace General Motors. You know, put some new blood in there. Some new guys, some new ideas. Let's talk to Anthony on the 405. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, Timmy?
All right. What do you think?
Yeah, no way should we bail them out.
No, right?
No, because, you know, that's the profession they chose, and automobile industry is a ripoff.
So what? Hello.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Robert at LAX, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Tim. How about
yourself?
All
right, man.
Hey, by the way, the first 40 minutes with Adam is probably the best 40 minutes you two together on the station for the entire week.
Wow, thank you, sir. Yeah, you know what? He is a very funny guy and very nice to call in on every Friday. He calls in every Friday at 8 o'clock.
Tim, one suggestion.
Yes, sir.
CBS Radio should break down and put a studio in his home so he doesn't have to call in on his cell phone. That is aggravating. But anyway, yeah, hey, you know what? I do remember Builders Emporium. We got the message, Mr. Sigaloff.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yes. And
that was Wix, wasn't it?
Well, that was one of their sister companies.
Oh, it was? I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right.
And Pioneer
I lost money in that Wix furniture.
Yep. Pioneer Pete at Pioneer Chicken with the strips and chips.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Do you remember Save-On Drugstore? I mean, you know, it was still around until recently.
Of course.
But and also Thrifty Drugstore?
Your cut-rate drugstore, 5 cent ice cream, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go. But yes,
you know, Jay Leno had a great line about thrifting. He said, in Barrow, Alaska, it was 59 degrees below zero, a record temperature in Alaska last year. Yet you go into Thrifty and the ice cream is still soft.
Hey, guess what? We definitely need to bail out GM.
Is that right?
If your pal Bush can bail out everybody on Wall Street,
right.
I think the government can come up with a few extra bucks, considering our economy really depends on...
Yeah, but you know what? The government should ask them what they got coming up. You know, if it's the same old crap that, you know, that these cars that get very little gas mileage, I don't know, man. I think maybe it's time to move on.
Don't be an Obama hater because your man McCain lost, okay?
No, I'm not an Obama hater. I don't know if Obama has anything to do with it.
No. Well, I know you're staunch Republican, but...
No, please. I mean, pro-business. I would be the first guy to jump on the bandwagon here.
By the way, do you ever talk to Doug anymore?
You know, I talked to him a while ago, and you remind me, I got to give him a call.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but he's working, writing. You know, he's still writing and stuff, and it's still one of the funniest guys I've ever met.
You guys were great together.
Thank you, sir. All right, buddy. We thank you for calling.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, take care of yourself. Let's talk to I don't know. How about Zi Xuan in Agoura Hills?
What's his name again?
Zi Xuan, I believe.
What's his name again?
Is it you completely screwed my name?
Zi Xuan.
Zeeshan.
How do you spell it?
Z-E-E-S-H-A-N.
Jesus Christ.
We're toying with that name, but we went with Sophia with my daughter.
Jesus Christ.
My wife liked Sophia, and I liked Zeeshan.
Okay, that's good. Zeeshan is not a bad name. It's unique. It's
what does it mean?
Huh?
What does it mean?
Someone with a higher pride or with ego.
Somebody with ego?
High ego. Good ego, not the bad ego.
All right, excellent.
All right, so your question was, should we bail them out? Yes, definitely you should bail them out.
Is that right?
Yes, because these are American names. So many people have their jobs in that industry, and if you don't bail them out, those people would lose jobs. And how are you going to...
How many people would lose jobs?
I think in the millions, in the thousands, hundreds to thousands, you'll lose jobs.
Well, could we give them the $50 billion?
That wouldn't help.
No?
Nope.
No. I don't know. All right, buddy, you got a business background, or what's your just a gut feeling?
I'm a doctor, so
I
see the economy going
down. Where are you from?
Down,
you from
down,
India?
What?
Where are you from?
I'm from Pakistan.
Pakistan. Okay, excellent, dude. Well, welcome to the United States.
I've been here a long time.
Well, I'm just welcoming you. I don't know if anyone welcomed
you
when you got here.
Thank you so much. I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thank you. When did you get here to this country?
On and off, 17 years. Permanently, 8 years.
Good for you. Excellent. And what kind of doctor are you?
Emergency medicine.
Wow. And so you see a lot of gunshots in this city.
I guess I see everything.
Oh, Jesus. It must be tough for you when the kids come in, huh?
Yes, definitely. Kids is the most... depressing thing. Other than that, it's all right.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Someone has to do the dirty job.
I understand. All right, congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
All
Thank
right.
you. You have a great one.
You too, Zeeshan.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. All right, General Motors is looking for about, I don't know, $25 billion or so. Between General Motors, Chrysler, and Ford, looking for $50 billion. Should we bail them out? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel. It's my baby calling, says I need you here. And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear. Coming in from above. Don't need to fall at all.
97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. General Motors is looking for $25 billion. Billion with a B. Should we give it to them? Or let them go the way of Builders Emporium and Save-On Drugstore, Thrifty Drug, Pan Am, Eastern Airlines, PSA? Some companies just go out of business, you know? Let's talk to Mark in Northridge. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? Hey, I'm just saying that I think the car business has overpriced itself over the years, and now it's hurting. And oops, you know, we slipped. And, right. You know, that's the way I feel.
Right. Is your radio on?
No. Okay. Hang on a second. I'm turning off the television. I'm sorry. Okay. No. I work in the oil fields. And the same thing. The oil fields outprice themselves and everything else. And you know, we went boom or bust. And I think the same thing happened with the car industry. Just overpriced themselves and you know, like the union labor and everything else. Yeah, they're making big bucks. And
yeah, I guess the average United Auto worker makes $73 an hour when you factor in, you know, his hourly wage, his benefits, and his retirement. And I don't think that they can compete with other companies, you know, whose workforce is getting paid much less.
Exactly. It caught up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I that's the way I feel looking at the economy of it. It caught up. You know,
maybe if they do go out of business, somebody will move in and definitely take over.
I wish it wouldn't go out of business, you know.
Yeah,
hey,
listen,
you know?
Ultimately, everybody wished they wouldn't go out of business, but, you know, if you run an unsuccessful business in America, you go out of business. That's the American way. It's unfortunate, but if you don't work harder than the guy who is your competitor, and in this case, it's, you know, Honda, Toyota, Mercedes, BMW. You don't hear BMW needing money. Maybe they do. I just haven't heard of it. But these three big companies in Detroit, they need a helping hand, or they might go out of business even before Barack Obama is sworn in, which is January 20th. Carlos in Northridge, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, Tim. How are you?
All right, man.
Good. Well, I think what people are missing here is this is not a bailout. This is a nationalization. What Paulson told us this week is that we don't want to buy the toxic assets from the banks. We want to buy stock in the banks. And what's happening here is the government is buying these businesses, buying equity in these businesses, and that's what it's going to do with the car business. And
yeah, but that's also a mistake as well.
No. The government can do things just as well as private industry. If you live in the city of Los Angeles, the government provides your electricity and your water and your power and your garbage.
Yeah, but
the government can't provide banking. And
that's not true,
cars.
Dude. The government is not as good as private industry.
Well, that's a failed model. Private industry is failing, and the government's succeeding right now. If you look around at what's happening, the investment banks, the Wall Street types, are the people who are failing, and the government.
This is just one instance of that over what 225 years.
It's a big instance. Dude.
I know, but if you look at, when's the last time you've been to a post office?
The post office works great. I put 39 cents on something that gets across the country.
But that's not the question. When's the last time you were in a post office?
3 weeks ago.
And was there a long line?
It took me 15 minutes.
Was there, how many people were serving? How many people were in line?
There was 11 people in line and two very slow people serving. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't work. Amount of assets to allocate to the government.
Let me ask you another
question. That's why it only costs 39 cents to send the letter.
I know, and they've lost $2.8 billion this week. They're $2.8 billion is
beer money.
Yeah, but they're in the red, too.
Lost a trillion.
When you have something, what business are you in?
I'm an investment banker. I'm on the board of directors of two New York Stock Exchange companies.
All right. When you have something important to send to Wall Street and you have to send it overnight, do you call FedEx or through the post office?
Overnight, FedEx. And if 2 days is good enough, 39 cents is a lot better than $12.
I know, but last time you've been to FedEx, I bet there wasn't a line.
Unfortunately, there's no alternative because the government is taking over the banking system.
The government, that will be
it's
the end of this country.
Taking over the banking system.
Well,
that has
it's going
to
be the end. All right, buddy. Thank you for calling. I know that you'd love to see the government take over everything, but it would be disaster. And everyone who knows, you know, dealing with the government is a complete pain in the ass. And, you know, this is an example of how government doesn't work. I have a sidewalk in front of my house that needs some repair. And I called the city and I said, can you guys come out and fix the sidewalk here? I never asked much of you guys. I pay my taxes every year. And I think that I've called the city maybe twice and asked them for anything. I said, can you guys come out and fix that sidewalk? And they sent me a letter saying they'll come out and do it if I pay for half and they pay for half.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, all right, well, if that has to happen, then I guess that has to happen. And he says, or you can just put it on the list of sidewalks that we'll repair and we'll get around to it. But if it goes 50-50, we'll get around to it much quicker. I said, how long is the list currently if I don't want to pay any of it? And this guy said to me on the phone, he said, if Los Angeles right now, we have a backlog of sidewalks we have to fix in the county of Los Angeles. I'm sorry, the city of Los Angeles. And I said, how long is the backlog? I swear to God, I am not lying to you. He said 50 years. 50 years of sidewalks that they got to fix.
Jesus Christ.
50 years. And he wouldn't even tell me how long it would take to repave the street. I got, you know, weeds growing out in the middle of the street. I got a pothole in front of my driveway that's 7 inches deep. It fills up with water and there's mosquitoes flying around it. And I got to go out there constantly. And I know you environmentalists, this is going to make you crazy, but I got to go out there constantly and throw chlorine in it to try to kill the mosquitoes that are in front of my house in this pothole. All right. It's a pain in the ass. And so don't call me up and tell me government's great and government works and government's terrific. Big government is a disaster. Small governments work. I lived in Seal Beach for a while. That's a great goddamn government. That one works for the people. And the small governments, I imagine Beverly Hills, Burbank, Santa Monica are the same way. They're small governments and they work for the people. That's why Burbank schools, Santa Monica schools, Beverly Hills, Seal Beach, they're better schools because they're smaller communities. LAUSD, I dare you to send your kid into LAUSD. LAUSD will kill your children if you send them to LAUSD. They will kill your children. Now, not physically, they're not going to kill them, which that might happen as well, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually, if you send your kid into LAUSD, from day one, they will not be the same child when they come home. And I know it pisses a lot of people off when I say that, but it's true. I've seen it. I've heard it. I've read it. You send your kid into LAUSD, and that kid will not recognize that kid after a while. That kid's personality will change. Everything about that child is going to change, for the worse. Let's talk to Phil in Ontario. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, how you doing, Jim?
All right, what do you got?
I love the show. Hey, I'm a car salesman. I'm in the car business. I refuse to sell American products.
Why is that?
They've just been shoddy products. They have no resale value when they are traded in. People are like driving into the lot on the cars on its last legs. They've just been terrible. So
what's the answer to it?
The answer is, well, I think they've had the answer all along. America, come on, this is the world power, the world superpower. They've always had the money to build the top product, and they just haven't done it because they've been cutting corners trying to save money to line their pockets.
Well, you know, I've had some good and bad experiences with American cars. The car that I currently have, I have two cars. I have a Subaru, and I have a Lincoln Navigator. And the Lincoln Navigator with independent suspension and, you know, the add-ons that I threw in it is a great goddamn car.
No, I agree with you. Now they're doing it. I think because now Ford is making a better product now. But in the past, I mean, they've got that bad reputation to overcome. That's the issue.
Yeah, so, I know. You know what, though? I'd still buy an American car. I have no complaints with that Navigator.
You know what?
It's other than the fact that it was, you know, expensive.
Mm-hmm. No, the Lincoln product, the Ford product, now they're making a great product. Even the GM product, the new hybrid Tahoe they got, that's a great product.
Right.
But they you know, the GM killed the electric car. What was that about? That was about keeping, you know, staying in bed with the oil companies, I think. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and they did that probably, you know, when they were being pressured by Congress. I'm sure that, you know, a lot of people were, you know, flown to exotic locations and wined and dined to get them off their back.
Have to agree.
Yeah. All right, buddy, thank you for calling. All right, Janet in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. How you doing?
All right, bailing GM out. Should we do it?
You know what? I'm also in the car business. I'm not going to tell you where, but sure. I don't know. I don't know. I'm mixed on this. But, you know, that investment banker that called in
right.
is an idiot because stamps are 42 cents, not 39. Okay? So I wouldn't listen to him either, but I got mixed feelings on it.
I didn't even think about it. You're right.
He's an idiot.
They haven't been 39 cents since, I think like June.
Exactly.
No, it's been a year or two since they've been 39 cents. Listen, it's a great, it is a great deal to send a letter across country.
Absolutely.
For 42 cents.
And you can't send a FedEx package for $12 either. I think it's like 17.
I don't know where he has been.
But
anytime you have something important that you're dealing with, you never go to the post office. I never go there. And, you know, I made a pact never to go to a post office again. I'll go to a mailbox, et cetera, or I'll have my wife do it. But it's been 2 years since I've been at the post office, and my life is beautiful.
They don't speak English.
Well, they speak English at the post office that I go to, but they're just, you know, and again, I'm not getting down on the guys that are running around delivering the mail. Those guys work their ass off. The people inside the post office don't give a rat's ass about you.
Yeah, you're right, Tim.
I mean, the machine, the stamp machine at the Tarzana post office, this is why I left, but 2 years ago had been broken. It was broken and sitting in the lobby for 6 months broken.
Jesus Christ.
6 months it was broken. When you see, the Coke machine dies here at KLSX, literally 2 hours later, a guy's here to fix it because he needs the money.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
All right, baby. Thank you for calling, Janet. All right. There she goes, everybody. All right. General Motors, they're looking for $25 billion. Should we give it to them? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. General Motors is looking for $25 billion of your tax dollars. Should we give it to them? Tim in Inglewood, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. Hey.
What do you got?
Well, I don't think we should give it to them.
Why is that?
The reason being, over the years, they've been just working towards building bigger and bigger cars instead of working towards fuel efficiency.
Well, you know, I heard that Ford is lowering, I think they're going from, instead of eight cylinders, they're going to six on all the cars, from eight to six, from six to four, and keeping the fours. But I think they're working on fuel efficiency. I think they may be a year or two away from producing some pretty cool stuff. So, I mean, there is, you know, a couple of reasons to keep them going. Here's another reason to keep them in business for the side that wants to, bail out General Motors. If this country ever went to war, or when it did in World War I and World War II, it was the big three auto plants that turned out all the tanks and the airplanes to win both of those wars.
Yeah, true.
You know? So, something on each side. Tim, we thank you for calling. Drew in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How you doing, buddy?
All right, man.
So, a couple of things. First of all, I think, yeah, we should bail them out, and I think we should use it for leverage to sort of change how they manufacture and make them manufacture cars that are more energy efficient, all this kind of thing. Use it as leverage, because I think...
But who's going to oversee that? Who's going to be the oversight?
No doubt about it. That's difficult. But America has to make things. I mean, it has to. In the 90s, what America produces was paper. It was banking.
Yeah, but don't you think that somebody will step in there? I mean, when Eastern Airlines went out of business and Pan Am, you know, Southwest and JetBlue were created.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So, okay. And if you're counting on that happening, right, then all right. But I think there's a way to take what we already have and bail them out and use it as leverage and say, look, you gotta sort of function under a different kind of business, right? And the same way we apply CAFE standards and so on.
Right.
The other thing is, though, is that which big businesses are you really happy with these days? I mean, I can't get a hold of my phone company. I can't ever talk to somebody who has good customer service for my bank. I want to get my computer fixed online. Forget about it. I mean, what big businesses are really satisfying?
Well, I'm not talking about big businesses. I'm just talking about private businesses. I mean, for instance, I have, and I know this is going to sound like a plug, and you know, maybe it is. Who knows? But I had my mortgage with a huge, huge company. They weren't nationwide. Well, maybe they were. Yeah, they were countrywide.
They could have been countrywide.
They were. No, it was a countrywide operation that they were running. Okay, I'm not going to tell you which business it was.
Right.
But it was tough. Every time I called, I talked to a different person. I never talked to the same person twice. You'd have to punch in your loan number. Then a guy would come on and he'd say, "What's your loan number?" I said, "Well, I'll just punch it in," you know, the whole deal.
Right.
And that was back, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And now I deal with Dave Harden and Covenant Mortgage down in South Orange County. They pick up the phone. They answer my questions. They know who I am. And it's a small business and it's beautiful. It's efficient and they're great at what they do. Maybe a small bank is where you should be, you know?
No, I really agree with that. Of course, then there's the...
What city do you live in?
I live... it's Los Angeles, but it's just a half block out of Beverly Hills.
Okay, but have you ever lived in a small city like Beverly Hills, Santa Monica,
yeah,
Burbank?
Well, I grew up in North Dakota.
Oh, okay. All right, so you know that small business... Better. When you went to the post office in North Dakota, it was probably beautiful.
Right.
You slide in there, a couple people in line, they recognize you, they know who you are, they start calling you by your first name, they know what you need, and you look forward to going to the post office.
Well, one of the best tips I have for anybody out here when they're trying to get things done, like, I don't know, get a passport or something, you know, when you got to go and use some of the facilities,
right,
I say go to a Beverly Hills or go to some of these places that might be a little out of the way, but that are a little bit nicer,
right,
or West Hollywood, because you're actually going to get a human being that doesn't mind dealing with other human beings,
right,
versus when you go to all these other places I don't need to mention, but you know. It's horrifying. But all I'm saying
when I lived in Seal Beach for a while, it's a small community between Long Beach and Huntington Beach, and it wasn't it's not a major city, it's not huge, but the government is very efficient down there. I had I was having a New Year's Eve party, right? And this is a little story on how great small cities are. I was having a New Year's party, and in Seal Beach, in certain parts of Seal Beach, you need a permit to park there more than 2 hours. So I went to the city hall, and I said, "Hey, I'm having a party on 7th and Electric, and I need about 15 passes so people can park there, longer than 2 hours." And she goes, "Hold on 1 second." She went into another room, literally back in 30 seconds, gave me the passes, didn't charge me, said, "Have your people put these on, and I'll also tell the police department you're having a party in that area, and not to ticket people before they knock on your door and see if the person is at your party." Now, can you imagine LAPD or the city of LA doing that?
Never, never. First of all, there would be something on the computer that would say, "This isn't weak. I can't do it because my computer won't let me." And then you would deal with the policy, and then you'd say, "Can I speak to a supervisor?" And she'd say, "I am the supervisor." And I'd say, "I don't believe that you are the supervisor, because what supervisor is not going to be able to make this?"
Right. Yeah. And it's frustrating.
It's very frustrating. I'm just saying, you know, you don't like big government, and nobody, that seems to be in vogue. Nobody likes big government. But, you know, when big government. Well, look, I mean, FDR did... Eisenhower, Republican, built the interstate highway system. There was no bigger government project than that. He's a Republican, and it turns out, not a bad thing for America. So not all big government...
Yeah, but for every one of those, for every one of those you point out, I can point out 900 of them that didn't work.
Well, all right, fine.
You grew up in North Dakota, in what city?
Jamestown. Jamestown is where I graduated high school.
And how big is the city?
Well, with me in it or not in it?
You in it.
About 16,000 people, I think.
That's great, though. I mean, yeah. I love small towns, especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
You know, it's nothing like it.
Yeah, no, that's really true.
I mean, you can't tell. You walk down, you know, Wilshire Boulevard on Christmas Day, or you walk down Wilshire Boulevard on June 17th, and it's the same Wilshire Boulevard.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's true. What do you mean? Like, there's no decorations?
Well, there's no decorations, there's no spirit, there's nobody, you know, you walk down in North Dakota where you're from, and, you know, you walk down the streets around Christmas, and people say, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, you know?
That's true. I mean, I don't want to be, you know, the opposite guy on the phone, but you go to New York, you're probably going to have more Christmas cheer simply because there's snow. You know,
Los Angeles,
there's a lack of Christmas cheer. And also everybody in Los Angeles, I don't know, they left their hometown. And
yeah, it's usually about 95 degrees. All right, Drew, thank you for calling. Thanks for the phone call. We'll, if you want to, folks, you want to hold on, we're going to do open phones at 10 o'clock. But if you'd like to still talk about this, you can talk about anything you like. It's open phones, man, at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock tonight, Sam Phillips is coming in with, I believe, some celebrities, huh? Is
that right?
Oh, boy. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Open phones here in about 5 minutes. We're live on 97.1 FM Talk.